It is time for an overreaction Monday with the divisional playoffs in the books. We know who the final four for the right to play for the Vince Lombardi Trophy will be. Chris Brockman to my left. I am Rich Eisen. Thrilled to be here.
What's up, Rich?
On this edition of Overreaction Monday, brought to you by Game Time, the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and start buying tickets using the code Overreaction for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Oh, baby.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, this weekend of football that we just witnessed, the divisional playoffs, was one of the most entertaining weekends of football I can remember in some time. And not just because, you know, we saw some intense action on Sunday.
Yeah, wild card weekend was kind of a bust, well, kind of a dud.
And I understand the first game of the weekend, the boat race went on and the Ravens overtook the Texans and didn't make that much of a game, but just seeing it tied at the half. And then obviously the last three games of the weekend where the 49ers dodged a major bullet and now they're hosting the Lions, who had a really wild crowd around them again for the right to go to San Francisco and play. Even though Green Bay almost made it a home game too for the Lions this coming weekend. But that game was somewhat in doubt towards the end after the Lions took a 2-score lead. And then, of course, the Chiefs and the Bills championship fight.
Nuts.
It was indeed. So I'm sure there's tons to overreact to because lots of narratives were reinforced and lots were exploded as well. It's time for this post-divisional playoff weekend edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place
sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, have at it.
Rich, let's start. The right four teams made it to championship weekend.
The right four teams made it to championship weekend. Well, I mean, I'll just push back on behalf of Buffalo Bills fans everywhere.
Yeah, but no one really thought they were one of the best four teams all season, right?
Well, I mean, all season, nobody thought the Chiefs were one of the best four teams all season either. You know, I mean, that's part of the drama that played out in Buffalo is that the Bills season that everyone thought wasn't going to be much because it was 6-6, they had now not lost a game since beating Kansas City after Thanksgiving, and they looked terrific and finally had the Chiefs in their house and were ready to deliver the coup de grace that everybody thought was coming because Kansas City couldn't do a damn thing on offense that looked anything like their championship years. And they showed up like their championship years on offense in Buffalo. And so,
but you were saying all season that the Chiefs were going to make the AFC championship game. I pushed back week after week, but that's what ended up happening.
So, I mean, you could say the right four teams finally made it because they're the four teams that made it. And in the NFL, you are what you are and results matter.
But these were the four best teams all season.
Dallas was one of the best four teams all season. They were.
Yeah, who did they beat?
But dude, I understand, but who did they beat? They were one of the best four teams all season. They were a two seed. So they were the two seed in the NFC for a reason. I believe I saw on a press release that Mike McCarthy has the best regular season winning percentage in Dallas Cowboys regular season history.
Yeah, what's it got?
So I'll just push back and say, you know, I mean, you want to talk about narratives too? The Dallas Cowboys making a championship weekend finally and being able to maybe make a Super Bowl by taking on the 49ers. Now, that would be the narrative of all narratives that I think Fox Sports TV executives would have paid for.
Yeah, but the Lions don't get hosed by the refs. They're the two seed in the NFC. And then
they didn't get hosed by the refs solely. Their coach stubbornly kept going for it at the 2-point conversion line, even though that was at the 7-yard line.
And I'm just pushing back.
No, I know you're pushing back, and I am as well. So I'll just push back on behalf of Bills and Cowboys fans out there to say, hey, you want to talk about right four teams made it based on regular season play? It's one of the hottest teams exiting the regular season, Buffalo Bills and one of the hottest teams throughout the regular season, the Dallas Cowboys. They didn't make it. But if you want to say this is a way to say that when the four teams that make it are right for competition and making games, interesting or competitive, sure, I get it. But on behalf of Bills and Cowboys fans out there, or Packers fans who thought they had a chance and it looked like they were going to do it again to bounce the two and then one seeds in back-to-back weeks, close. I'll just push back and say that's an overreaction.
All right, Rich. Here, all right. Buffalo.
Yeah.
They need to at least call Bill Belichick and see if he's interested. just lob like a you up text. You know what I mean?
You up? You want to come over? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, like sneak in.
Like it's 1:40. It's like 1:40 in the morning.
I'll sneak in past security.
Hey, Bill, you up? Got to at least think about it, right?
What if you're the Pegula family? Just one second, just say that you just got to switch it up. That one of the things that needs to be changed is the guy that changed the defensive coordinator into himself and the offensive coordinator into Joe Brady. I'll push back
on
that.
At least explore.
I'll push. No, you don't. I don't think.
But
you
why?
Do.
What's the downside?
Because Josh Allen said on Monday, and again, I'm using public facing statements. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Clearly they do. And if there's anything that's an alarm bell that the chemistry of the team was somehow off and not addressed, if any of the other stuff that the unnamed coaches that were talking about how tight he is or anything like that led to the reason why they lost yesterday, then sure. But Josh Allen said that Sean McDermott never steps in the way of keeping the offensive side of the ball from being something that he's comfortable running. And Joe Brady was the right call. At the end of the day, the results showed that the offense took off and the team took off. And somehow, some way, this team kept on keeping on despite having one major injury after another on the defensive side of the ball, which is McDermott's side. So I'll sit here and say, if Belichick's sitting out there, do you really want to bring him to Western New York, blow it all up, start from scratch there to bring him in to put in his way of doing things because it's different from the McDermott way of doing things for the next 3 to 4 years of Josh Allen's career, and you think that's better than now just because Bill is Bill? And you also have a front office that appears to be choosing the right groceries too. I don't know if you blow it up. I just don't know if you blow it up. Now, when he bounced Ken Dorsey for Joe Brady, and they were 6-6, and if it wasn't working out, and they didn't make the playoffs, then I totally understand it. But dude, they were sitting on the two minute warning in the catbird seat.
Yeah, they also couldn't stop the Chiefs on Sunday.
So, but no, I think you're going to learn potentially nobody's going to be able to do that.
Yeah, maybe.
No,
hey, Bill,
I'll call that an overreaction.
Bill, interested?
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Karen, what you got?
Hi guys, Karen Applem from Australia with a quick question for season 3 Talisman. That knife wound healing scene was so powerful. Tom, what was it like to do that scene with John as your director?
It's great that I was with those people because when your eyes are closed and someone is supposedly going to stab you in the chest, you have to really trust that they're not going to hurt you. So yeah. I was in good hands with John.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What else?
All right.
The you up text got me laughed. That was a funny line.
Love it. Right. Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
Rich, some love for Baltimore. The Ravens, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'll call that, is it entirely possible? Yeah. But really, after what we've seen of the other teams that are coming
in? Were they not the most impressive team this past weekend?
I get it. I understand.
Do they not have the MVP of the league? Best run attack? best defense that you've seen.
So you don't think the Chiefs can come in and knock them off?
I would be surprised if the Chiefs won.
So you don't think the 49ers can play a better game against them?
Brock Purdy needs to play better.
I agree. You don't think the Lions can shock him?
Maybe.
Of all teams?
Would I bet against it? Yeah, I would bet against it.
So you think the Ravens the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl based on the fact that they boat raced the Texans.
I would say based on what I saw over the weekend and how
they played to finish the season.
And how the other teams looked in winning.
If you ask a Ravens fan right now, they'll be like, hell yeah, I think they're winning the Super Bowl, but they're downright nervous about the results over the next week for sure. And the next 2 weeks after that, I don't know, brother. I can't sit here and say for sure they're winning the Super Bowl. I can't buy into that.
Well, you picked the Ravens to make the Super Bowl. Did you pick them to win it?
I did not.
Okay. You took San Francisco.
I did. Yeah. But I think if they
play. But you saw the way the 49ers played.
And it gives me concern. Yeah, I might have to switch that in the same way that I know the Ravens made the Super Bowl, but I just saw a Chiefs team that looks dynastic. That looks like, not only did the regular season not seem to matter offensively, it actually helped us get our minds right for this. It looks like they're healthy scratching Kadarius Toney. And I'd remove Mecole Hardman from their diet, too. And I would just say, let's go with the guys that we've got here and the system that we're running here, and let's just batten down the hatches and tighten the rotation just like Pat Riley would in the playoffs.
They gave up a lot of rushing yards to Buffalo, and now they're playing a team that kind of specializes in that.
The second half, they kind of shut that down. Okay. I can't sit here and say, so you're saying based on what we're seeing right now, you are putting your marker on the Ravens, and they're definitely winning the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying right now.
And I call that an overreaction, despite me thinking. Okay. And I might have to rethink in the same way that I'm like, you know what? I said the Bills, don't let them in the tournament, so I'm going to back my play.
You were right on that, though.
But I wasn't right in the result, was I?
I mean, like you said, they were 2 minutes from winning.
I know. So I believe the Ravens can win it 1,000,000%. I think that they have, if you had to say who has the best odds of winning it right now, I would choose them. No. But to say they're definitely winning it based on just what I've just seen, I got to call that an overreaction.
Okay, bud. Okay. I hear you.
You're 0-3.
Well, according to you.
Or I'm 3-3.
All right, I know I just said the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
I love Overreaction Monday. How you're allowed to just blow in whatever direction you want the wind to go. Okay. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. So,
Rich, if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Travis Kelce should retire so he and Jason go into Canton together.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. And just go into Canton together.
Together, brothers, together on the first ballot.
And deliver their speeches together.
Together, shirtless.
What a great
drinking
idea.
Drinking beers. How awesome would that be?
What a great idea that would be. Look at that photograph that we've got on the screen. For those
it's
who
beautiful.
Listen to this pod, look at that. That is like a painting. I think I saw that.
The Art But Make It Sports account had it.
They found a perfect painting for it. And just seeing him there. And again, it was remarkable when you thought, and I'm sure when Kelce scored, there's a whole bunch of people who were like, oh, God, they're going to get. And he put up the heart sign like he loves.
He was doing it for Jason. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's what I thought.
And he does that. And everyone thought, OK, CBS is going to go find the cutaway for Taylor Swift.
Jason
and
Kelce.
And it's Jason Kelce with his shirt off like a bear, like just like that, like that MGM lion, you know, at the beginning of all the movies.
Amazing.
Just roaring.
Come on, it was
beautiful. And that's why I tweeted out. I'm like, does that ruin anyone else's entertainment value? I guess it's okay to have a cutaway of him celebrating Kelce's touchdown.
Just shirtless wonder.
I love this idea. I'll just say that's not an overreaction. I would react exactly that way. I just don't know if Travis just wants to keep playing because he's so damn good at it and he's making a ton of money at it and. He loves playing, and I mean, the best way to go out, everybody says, is to walk off into the sunset because you've won it all. That may not be the best way to do it. The best way to do it is doing it after winning two in a row and being the first team to go back to back since NFL Network's first 2 years that we were on the air when Brady won his second and third Super Bowls. I believe 38 and 39 were those Super Bowls. So I love that idea. And then the two of them deliver their speech together.
Great. It'd be the most memorable Hall of Fame speech ever.
I like it, Chris. I like the way you're thinking.
Thank you, Rich.
All right, you bought me on that one. Well, you always have me at hello when it's whenever a Kelsey's involved. You know, whenever it's a Kelsey's involved.
Rich, you just mentioned roaring like a lion. The Detroit Lions are America's team.
I kind of dig that one. That's remaining in the
playoffs.
Remaining,
yeah, right now they're America's team. Right.
I buy it.
Dan Campbell, the crowd, that 80, 90 year old season ticket holder guy.
Yeah, the blue collar aspect of it. You know, that because you know obviously America, as I you know believe it to be, it loves an underdog, and the Chiefs just won it last year. The Ravens won it 10 years ago. It's been a long time since the Niners have won it on our
long time
flagship show, as we say.
But they've been the favorites all season.
We just had Steve Young on, and Steve Young is the last quarterback to bring the trophy to 49er faithful. But they, when they take on the Lions, did you know? Do you know the exact number of NFC the NFC Championship games that the 49ers are playing in? What this one is for them?
No, I don't know.
17. Whew. This is their 17th NFC Championship game appearance.
And Detroit's what? Like
This is Detroit's second. They were in the NFC Championship game in that 91 season where they won, you know, the division. And they won a game to make the NFC Championship game. And then they got smoked by Washington and Joe Gibbs.
Oh, right.
And so, yeah, they've never made a Super Bowl. They're one of the few franchises that's never made a Super Bowl. There have been multiple franchises that have since been born that made Super Bowls since the Lions started playing. So I buy that if there's any that many folks in this country will be rooting for because they want to see it happen and how Detroit is a city regenerating in real life, and we're going there for the draft. And Dan Campbell had a very impassioned speech about what Detroit football means and what he's trying to build there as a culture and how it mirrors the society there. I'll buy this one too, you know, for divisional playoff weekend.
Right on.
For sure. Game time tickets. Go and get the app and put it on a mobile device near you. It's so frustrating to find the perfect tickets for the game or concert you've been dying to go see. But Game Time Tickets takes the worry, the concern, and the guesswork straight out of buying tickets to your next big event. Sports, music, comedy, theater events near you. Everything's right there on the app, which is filled with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, so you can see your total before you purchase. No surprises there. Views from your seat before you purchase. No surprises there. They've got a best price guarantee. So go and download the Game Time app, create an account, and use our code OVERREACTION for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem our code OVERREACTION, two R's in OVERREACTION, and you get $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Christopher, our halftime celebration of Game Time tickets is concluded. Let's finish up strong.
All right, let's go back to Buffalo, Rich. And I don't like saying this, but I have to. Josh Allen is never going to make the Super Bowl as long as he's in the AFC.
Stop it. Dude, you really believe that? You really believe this?
He should ask for a trade. No.
He's going to have to because they're not going to just let him stroll to the NFC.
It's got a Philip Rivers type smell to it. We talked about this before the season. Okay, before the season, all these great AFC quarterbacks, some of them are going to miss the playoffs, and some did. How does he get past all these guys? Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, if he gets Jim Harbaugh or a new head coach.
Come on.
Look at all of these AFC quarterbacks. How are they going to do it?
Yeah, but
this was their best shot. They had a home playoff game
because we couldn't
against
see.
Kansas City.
Right. And so we're going to have the
and
same.
And they didn't do it.
We're going to have the same narrative next year. You know, next year, I'm going to hold back. I'm going to hold back and make sure I don't overreact to anything all season long.
What's the fun in that?
I understand that takes some of the fun out of it, but I just,
we got to hit podcast here, Rich.
No, I'm talking about, you know, obviously you and I can have conversations. It's your job to overreact here and it's my job to reel you back in. But Justin Herbert, I mean, give me a break. I've got to see it at least once from him before I even say Josh Allen won't be able to get past him.
His whole team gets hurt every year, and he doesn't have a good head coach.
I've got to see it once from Aaron Rodgers as a 40-year-old before I say Josh Allen can't get past him.
All right, we've seen it from Joe Burrow.
It's still his division. Well, Joe Burrow hasn't been able to stay healthy for more than two seasons in a row.
No love for Tua?
Honestly, no love for Tua. He took care of Tua when it was the chips on the line.
All right.
You know, and so, come on, man. He's going to be...
How is he going to do it?
He's an eight. First of all...
He's played his best games, and they still lose.
He's the AFC favorite already going into next year again. He's won it, 4 years in a row now? It's their division now. He is that guy, which means home playoff game at the very least. Let's see what happens. Let's see what they can do to affect some change. They already found some offensive, I guess, breathing air that they didn't have over the last year plus. Let's see what they do with a full year with him and Joe Brady together. I'm not ready to say he's never going to win a Super Bowl as long as he's in the AFC.
They need better wide receivers. Steph Diggs, it's over.
Well, what they have to do is build a team. Build a team, and maybe that's what they're attempting to do. Unfortunately, again, they got so many of these guys hurt. It just does appear to be, and TJ described it in our flagship show Monday as making excuses for Josh Allen that we don't for other quarterbacks. But he's so consistently terrific in games that they lose, it's very difficult to look at him and say he's the reason why they lost. Has a large hand in reason why they lost, with the exception of that game against the Cincinnati Bengals last year in the divisional round in the snow. But the excuse that you can easily make is, you know, they just watched one of their teammates damn near drop dead against this team like 3 weeks before. I mean, there's just so much crap that always seems to go on. Let's hope that they have a season completely removed from all of that.
Go back
and build a team to go take out Mahomes. Now, you could sit here and say he'll never make a Super Bowl as long as he's in the, I guess you're saying as long as he's in the same division as Mahomes or conference as Mahomes. We may learn, as I mentioned, at the end of the day, that just like, you know what, Patrick Ewing, Karl Malone, even Elijah Wan, because Drexler, I mean, you could keep going down the list of all-time greats that just didn't get through because Jordan was there, okay, until Jordan left the scene for a couple of years and then returned and became the scourge of everybody else's NBA life in the same way that Tiger kept so many other guys from winning it all for such a long period of time. We may look at Mahomes that way at the very end, but Joe Burrow popped through once, and why not Allen? He's just as talented as Joe Burrow, and he's a hell of a lot more durable than Joe Burrow. And let's get a team that can somehow beat Mahomes. I don't know how to do it. I'm not a general manager in the league, but I would sit down and figure it out. And I think Dalton Kincaid's one that helps. James Cook is one that helps.
Joe Burrow popped through in his rookie deal. Both these guys aren't on that anymore.
I got it. Neither is Mahomes.
Also, if the Chiefs player just falls on the ball instead of trying to scoop and score, Allen has the game-losing turnover on Sunday.
You know, I guess ifs and buts, candies and nuts. If my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a wagon. I don't know what but that is the vagaries of playoff football. Is it does all boil down to this down, that down. You sometimes don't know when those downs
occur. Make a play. 2 minutes to go. Shakir's opening the end zone. Make the throw.
Well, I mean,
it's third down. Hit the check down and get the first down. Keep it going. Set up a fourth and short.
Well, this is a different conversation than you saying that he's going to retire with never being in a Super Bowl because of he's in the wrong conference with the wrong team, and I'll push back and say that's an overreaction.
You got it.
What else?
Rich, let's talk about one of your sons. Baker Mayfield was awesome. Awesome this season.
Not an overreaction.
He was great on Sunday.
Yeah.
He should explore his options before recommitting to the Bucks. Don't commit to the Bucks away.
Where are the other options? Let's game this out.
There are teams that need a quarterback.
Give me the other options.
Go to Atlanta with Bill. Bill liked him pre-draft, right? In 2018.
Hold on. How about Minnesota?
New England? Minnesota?
Ooh, why would you go to New England right now? In all honesty.
What if they don't take what if they take Marvin Harrison, third overall? And then Baker could be the stopgap.
I
don't know.
I think he's just going to...
Okay.
I bet you he loves the area, loves the no state tax.
What about Seattle? Would you rather have Baker or Geno Smith?
I don't know who's the coach there.
Okay.
So that's what you're saying is bide your time.
I'm saying, wait, don't... I mean, look, I'd love to be back.
Hey, man, I'm all for leverage plays.
Don't talk too soon.
I'm all for leverage plays.
What's Baker going to get in free agency?
Well, I don't know. I'll buy this.
You'd pay him $30 million a year.
No,
right?
I'm with you. Okay. This is not an overreaction. Okay, like, great. What if they let Mike Evans walk?
Yeah.
And a bunch of other guys don't return.
Well, what if Mike Evans goes to Buffalo because they need him and he's gone?
Well, I mean, honestly, NFL game day morning, every single time Mike Evans popped up on the screen warming up for the game in Detroit because we were taking everyone to kickoff of that game with our 4-hour show. Every single time Evans popped up, he was just talking about how it would be great to see him in Dallas, the star on the side of his helmet.
Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Texas guy, right?
I know that. So Texas A&M. Hey, I don't blame you. I'm all for leverage, and I'm all for making sure I get mine. And I also want to make sure that they can bring all these guys back, run it back, continue on. Maybe does he lose his offensive coordinator? And Dave Canales on this day of our podcast taping, meeting with the Carolina Panthers for a second time. So, yeah, I think he needs to see all that. But they offered him a spot. He took advantage of the opportunity. They gave it to him or let him run with it. Let's put it that way. And maybe he likes living there. So I can't sit here and say, you know,
I just want
don't
to throw
recommit,
that out.
But I just throw that it's out not there. A bad, I'll buy that one though.
I just want to throw that out.
What else?
Rich, we mentioned it on the flagship show. You said it. Who are you buying for next year in the future, Packers or Texans? I'm going to say either Green Bay or Houston, they're going to make it to Championship Sunday next year.
It's so difficult to say that you can do it again, man. It's so difficult to say you're going to do it again. Next championship Sunday next season, winning two
one of these two teams makes the Final Four next year.
I don't know. Houston Dallas could be better. I mean,
both these teams could have won 10-10 at the half.
I know.
Green Bay had it, gave it away.
I know. The last year you could have, if this podcast existed last year, you'd be Jacksonville is going to make it to championship Sunday next year. And then look what the hell happened. You know, hey, Joe Burrow is going to make it to Championship Sunday. It's going to be Burrow versus Mahomes every single year from now on. You know, and now Lamar's raising his hand and saying, I'm putting myself in this mix, which adds to your point that Josh Allen may be in the wrong conference. I'll push back and call that an overreaction. I know the way these things work.
All right.
That you need to take advantage of windows immediately. If you want to say next two seasons, three seasons, give me more cushion. But that's not what Overreaction Monday's about.
That's not fun.
All right. What else you got?
All right. Some love for the champs, Rich. Patrick Mahomes, what, 13 playoff wins or something before?
Yes.
Under the age of 30, past Tom Brady. It feels inevitable that Patrick Mahomes will win as many Super Bowls as Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw.
I think so. That's four. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I don't think that's an overreaction at all, sir. We are watching potentially a dynasty being born right now. This win in Buffalo is exactly what was missing from their, you know, repertoire. It was missing from it because
it was pretty full.
Well, the reason why it was so full is because they kept on winning enough to either get the one seed or have the fortune of having any teams that were seated in front of them knocked off prior to the AFC championship while they were too busy winning multiple playoff games in a single postseason. He's now won multiple playoff games in five straight postseasons. That is the most all time.
Impressive.
And this is, as you know, year six of him being a full-time starter and his sixth straight AFC championship game. That alone would be sounding dynastic, but potentially going to his fourth Super Bowl in his career at this point in time, and possibly going either 2-for-4 or 3-for-4 in those Super Bowls. That is what dynasties are. I mean, that is what you're talking about. And going into Buffalo after this regular season made it look like, all right, now they're a little over the hill. They're a little ragged around the edges. Now they really miss Tyreek Hill. And then, you know, they not only dispatch Tyreek Hill, it was the cold. And then they go up to freezing Buffalo and pull off 8 plays of 20 or more yards. Big play after big play after big play.
Couldn't be stopped.
He almost averaged 10 yards an attempt in Buffalo, Patrick Mahomes.
It was really impressive.
So, of course, it absolutely feels inevitable that Mahomes will win by the end of the day, because there's going to be a second act here.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's going to go, because he's way younger than Kelsey. At some point, Kelsey won't be there for him. Mm-hmm. And
maybe next year.
And that's when he's going to have to find his new Gronk or his new Edelman from his previous, Welkers of the world. And hopefully he'll be fortunate enough to not have to have a new coach. Hopefully Andy Reid's going to be as, filled with his vitality as he appears to be, and just coach deep into his 70s and just keep on racking him up. So I'll buy that 1,000,000%. I don't think we're overreacting. He's going to wind up with 4 in the case by the end of his career.
Don't say it.
This is exactly the start you need to have to even get in the conversation with Tom Brady.
Yeah, totally.
By the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Imagine if he plays till he's 45, like Tom. Kid's 27, right? He's 28 right now.
He's 20. He'll be 29 at the start of next year.
All right. What else here, Chris?
All right, last one, Rich. Last one. Let's talk about your other son. The only way Brock Purdy will silence the naysayers, the Amy Trask of the world, if you will, is if he wins the Super Bowl this year.
Well, Amy already said that after she said that of the 8 quarterbacks playing divisional weekend, there's 7 terrific ones and Brock Purdy. By the way, sitting in that very seat that you're currently sitting in.
I love it. This is the hot take seat.
Did you leave something
in
there
for Amy? Let me check.
Is it the seat? How hot is that seat for the takes?
He's got to win the Super Bowl.
And she already said that, that was a great final drive. But absolutely. Absolutely. That's the way it's got to be. Oh, because there's a lot of naysayers in the world. There's a lot of people. Even I was given pause based off of what Amy was saying and a bunch of other folks who I really respect were saying about Purdy. And then he performed that way in the rain, with his wiping his hand, going back mid drop back. It didn't look good, for the exception of one first half throw to Kittle for a touchdown,
which was nice.
Beautiful.
But it was
the only one. And then the final drive.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was really shaky. Nerve wracking is what Steve Young called it on Monday's show.
Yeah.
And because he said that the Packers had the Niners beat. It looked like the Packers had Niners beat.
Sure looked like it.
And so Love threw a couple picks, and then Purdy made that final drive that he looked really terrific in, and he's finally done that. But even going to the Super Bowl and falling short, then he's just what? Garoppolo 2.0?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, the floor for Brock Purdy is 7 minutes from a Super Bowl win.
So I understand that, and that's particularly unfair for somebody who's going through just his first full NFL season as starter. Yep. All right, and that's maybe what we saw, is a greenish quarterback still, despite his winning ways and his really superlative performances.
Efficient is what Steve Young said.
But we may be seeing somebody who's still trying to grow into the moment.
Yep.
Because the NFC Championship game, don't forget, he was there for a cup of coffee before Hassan Reddick blew up his throwing arm.
Correct.
So this is going to be, all he's going to do is last into the second quarter of this game on Saturday night. And that's his new ceiling, right? To use your floor ceiling combination.
Played longer.
So, I think for the naysayers who think he's not the guy, that he's got to go to the Super Bowl, and then win it. Certainly, if he's going against an alien, as Steve Young referred to quarterbacks who can throw it and run it and do everything athletically, like Mahomes and Allen and now Lamar Jackson being in the AFC Championship game, you're going to see that will be a narrative for the Super Bowl, if I can finish up this show, because that's your last Overreaction Monday topic.
It is.
You know, sometimes we finish the podcast not sometimes, during the regular season, always like, hey, front-loading what we're going to overreact to. I'll front-load a narrative for you right now for the Super Bowl. It's going to be a clash of quarterback styles. Can you win a Super Bowl in an era where Mahomes, Jackson, Allen, Burrow is not really a runner per se, who can be a two-way threat, but
But if you look at Goff and Purdy, they're very different than Mahomes and Jackson.
That's what you're going to see, a contrast in styles. Can you win it with guys who are killing you with their efficiency and quickness of getting the ball out,
right,
against somebody who can do that, but also extend plays and kill you with their legs also? Like, that is going to be a full-on conversation, certainly since there'll be a lot of the game managers' game-changing conversation that we've seen already this year. That is coming Super Bowl week and leading up to it, too, when we're all bored out of our skulls waiting for the game to hit.
No doubt.
All right. Great job, Christopher.
You got it.
That'll wrap it up for Overreaction Monday. Tuesday's What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. Amy will be in that chair. I don't know. We'll find out
fire.
If she does it again. I mean, two straight weeks talking about Dennis Allen from that chair the week before. Andrew Whitworth is their in-studio guest for that show. And then, of course, Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, part of our Tuesday Rich Eisen show. And the rest of the week, enjoy leading up to Championship Sunday. We'll chat again next Monday.
How wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
I mean, I dig Jey Uso because he's born out of great storytelling and he lived up to the opportunity and exceeded it. The LA Knight, he's way up on my list because here's a guy that's been around for almost ever, should have probably quit a half a dozen times, and he just forced his way into their life and now he's making money hand over fist. That is a story I love.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.